The same waves of the Aegean Sea that bring leisure and pleasure to tourists have become a death trap for thousands of war-torn people trying to arrive by boat to the European territory of Lesbos. So far, hundreds of thousands of people have arrived on Lesbos shores, fleeing war in Syria and the Middle East. Lesbos, the third largest Greek island, has become the busiest crossing point for people fleeing through Turkey. Greek volunteer on the island, Panos Podimatas, calls it the door to Europe.
Lesbos Island is the island that the most of the number of the refugees goes to Europe. It's, let's say, the door from Turkey to Europe. A lot of small boats came to Lesbos. Approximately 2,000 people per day arrived in Lesbos every day.
The influx has been staggering. Normally, supporting a population of 85,000, Lesbos has seen five times that number have come in just a few months. Speaking to SBS Greek, Lesbos Mayor Spiros Galinos says it's a massive daily challenge.
The heaviest weight is carried by northern Aegean, and especially by my island Lesbos, where 60% of the migrants first arrive in Greece. Right now we have 8,000 people, but what's most important is that more than 2,000 people arrive in the island every day. This is like a whole town.
The island has three main refugee camps. One is set aside for Syrians, while two house a mix of other nationalities. The camps are run mostly by volunteers, with some assistance from the United Nations, NGOs and local Greek residents. Young Australians have stepped in to help. 22-year-old student Clodagh Schofield was travelling across Europe when she heard about the crisis on Lesbos. She changed her plans and visited the island.
We met a woman who'd just come off a boat, and the boat has started sinking because they're terrible boats. And the boat has started sinking and people had started throwing luggage overboard, and they'd thrown her 8-month-old baby overboard in front of her because it was next to the bags. It was really intense and kind of traumatic.
Clodagh and her friends opened a crowdfunding campaign that raised $15,000 in just a few days. The money went to immediate needs for those on the island, including food, milk and diapers for the babies.
I could tell the Muslim women that I was meeting in the camp that the baby supplies and the food I was giving them came from Muslim women in Australia, reaching across the sea. It was really lovely.
25-year-old Australian hospitality teacher JRA assisted by cooking food for the refugees.
Initially, we just bought food from the supermarkets. We were getting some basic sanitary equipment like nappies, medical supplies, and we were trying to distribute that to people that clearly needed it, providing food to infirm, disabled elderly people, people that may have lost their families and that they had quite a good kitchen set up. And given my background, cooking, especially for large numbers of people, I thought a good idea for me to go and check that out to see what I could do from there.
Soon more Aussies turned up. 24-year-old artist Alexander Greeling started sketching what he witnessed.
The Australian backpacker's experience of a Greek island. In my picture, I drew me and my two friends sitting on a yacht, floating on a nice beach, and in the distance, watching these people come across the same sea that we were floating in, casually trying to get out of it. So there's the us wanting to be in the sea, and then at the same time, them trying to escape it and get through as quickly as possible.
He saw a collision of two totally different worlds. What was easy for him and his Australian friends was a life struggle for most refugees.
The smallest things, like for myself, to get to the island from the same area that they came from, I paid €30 to go on a ferry that was very safe, whereas they would pile onto a tiny dinghy, like 50 people, and it would cost them up to 1,000, if not more, €1,500 each just to cross that small section of sea.
In one of his sketches, Alexander drew a life vest with a price tag that read, Sail Cross Vest, €500 to €1,500. Conditions apply. He says the expensive vests were being used in a different way than we are used to in Australia.
These vests were given to refugees at this extremely high cost. They instantly discard as soon as they reach the shore because it's not necessary to keep. And And then I guess the connotations of a life fest for me are water sports and people going wakeboarding or tubing on their boat back in Australia. So I thought that comparison was also interesting, where it's the leisure and then it's also the survival at the same time.
Alexander's large graffiti drawing aims to show how refugee journeys are also exploited in attempts to capture their drama. What it's like to be running away from war, to be unwanted and often taken advantage of. Claude Schofield says he believes the refugees are fleeing terrorism.
Having been with Syrian refugees and other refugees from that era, hearing people try and blame them for terrorism and for the struggle, when in actual fact that's what they're running from, it's horrible to watch Syrian refugees. I know that when Australians meet them, they'll recognise that.
Some of the 12,000 refugees under the Australian Government's Special Humanitarian Programme have already arrived in Australia. JRA believes that Australia can do more.
Australia is doing a little bit to accept refugees, but I think long term, from a humanitarian point of view, we could be doing more. We pride ourselves on being such a multicultural country and the ethnic diversity that we have, and added to the richness of our culture and accepting people that are fleeing from persecution.
It's interesting to note that 12,000 people destined for Australia represents the number of refugees Alexander Grilling saw arrive on Lesbos in just 2 days.
2 days on Lesbos, that could be all the people that arrive on Lesbos. That's 2 days of arrivals, and I don't think anyone should fear at all. I think if they can have the opportunity, they should go and meet refugees and speak with them and hopefully change their opinions and open their minds a little bit about who these people are and where they come from.